got your notes.
Yes. Are we online?
Yes, we're online.
Later.
Okay. Anyway, welcome back to a show about nothing.
We revisit
Terrace House. Currently revisiting the Boys and Girls in the City series, which is the first season.
Yes.
First season.
The first season on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Not the first at all, because there's one that's before that that didn't air on Netflix.
Except Netflix Japan. If you have Netflix Japan, you can watch all of Boys and Girls Next Door, which is the OG.
Yes.
Netflix, Terrace House.
Anyone, please patch us up with a...
With something. Wink, wink.
Netflix.
You know our... Anyway, so I'm Fadina.
And I'm Tama.
And so...
We've been talking about...
Terrace House for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, and this is episode 5.
Also episode 5 of Terrace House, Boys and Girls in the City.
Yes, of course.
And this episode is called Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo.
I didn't even note that down. Yes.
Like, as soon as I saw the title, I kind of remembered what this was about. But anyway, let's start at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, the beginning... We just know that we don't have one of the panelists.
Yeah, the replaceable boy is absent because of reasons related to his being young. I don't know what this means.
He is a 14-year-old commentator, right?
Did he get circumcised? What is this? I don't understand. Oh, does he have exams? That makes way more sense. That makes way more sense than being circumcised. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Exams. He probably has exams.
Not circumcision?
No.
Circumcision exam?
No.
No, I don't know.
Just exams. All right. And then they mention, the panelists mention, that... So in the last episode...
Yes.
Makoto, the baseball player, he came to the girl's room and he apologized to Mizuki.
Yes.
Salary woman /... Barista. For being a douchebag, basically.
Oh, well, not necessarily being a douchebag. I mean...
Just, like, not admitting to something.
Yeah.
Right? And then Minori, who is, like, his current love interest.
Or so it seems.
She looked kind of sad that he wasn't in the room for her.
Right. That was the last... Yeah, okay.
And then so the panelists recapped that and they were like, oh yeah, that's like a love triangle. And they said, Sankaku Kanke, which just like cracked me up because one of my sister's friends always says, Sankaku Kanke, Murio Masaji, which
please
means,
enlighten us, non-Japanese.
Which means a love triangle means free massages because, you know, you can give each other massages in a triangle.
Well, technically, you can go ad nauseum as long as there are three people.
At least three people. Because if you're like more. Just a couple, you can't really massage each other face to face.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work. You can't massage each other's backs the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have a love triangle, you get free massages.
What does this even mean?
Apparently, that's her friend's favorite saying. He just keeps saying your friend's friend? No, my sister's friend.
Your sister's friend. Okay. Yeah.
So I never met this friend. I just have heard of this saying that he keeps saying. Sankaku kanke murio masaji.
Murio is free?
Yes. Ooh. It means love triangle, free massages. Okay.
Noted. Maybe we should have like called our podcast that.
Sankaku kanke? Yeah, who are you in a love triangle with?
No, but then we would need a third person to be talking.
Oh, okay.
To give massages. Not necessarily in a love triangle. Just for massages sake.
So we just have this podcast while we just like massage each other?
Yeah, and that's when we talk. And we can put the microphone in the middle.
No, that sounds horrible. Oh my god.
It's like almost midnight, so please forgive me, guys.
So we head into the episode itself. So we see Mizuki and Yuki, aka the tap dancer, aka Tap.
Tapu.
Yeah, we'll call him Tap from now on.
Yeah.
Tapu
drinks sake and Mizuki drinks some coffee.
Is he drinking sake? I feel like he was just drinking beer.
Was it? Or does she say osake, which just means alcohol, right?
She might say sake, which just also means alcohol.
So not necessarily. So when someone says, let's go drink some sake, they're just saying, let's go get some booze?
Yeah, if you're in Japan, usually. Unless there's actual sake at the place, then that means like a specific sake, you know?
Would it be like...
Because if you said like, for example, sake no more, which means let's drink alcohol, or let's drink sake, which just means let's drink alcohol. So it doesn't necessarily specifically mean let's drink sake, the rice wine.
Okay. Would it be like, you know, inappropriate or rude if I said I wanted alcohol in a sake shop, but I didn't want sake?
I don't drink alcohol because I think alcohol tastes like nail polish remover, which I've never tasted, but I imagine they taste the same.
Okay.
But so I have never been in a sake shop, so I don't know if that would be rude or not. Next time we go to Japan, you can ask for other alcohol in a sake shop. We'll go to a sake shop.
But what use is it if we don't drink it? Okay. Never mind.
Guess
we'll never know. Please give us your comments about that. Maybe someone has done it among our...
Like, ask for a different kind of alcohol in a sake shop?
Yeah, no, because I mean, I have a friend who a very good friend of mine, actually. We like to eat out, or we used to eat out a lot, and he would like call up the waitress just to kind of tease her and ask them usually like questions. Oh, do you have this and do you have that? Mm-hmm. And then end up like ordering something completely different.
Oh my God,
like, it's just for fun.
I'm so thankful I never worked in the service industries. More power to you, all those who work in the service industry.
And more money.
Not necessarily.
No, I mean more money to you.
Oh yeah, hopefully you get more money. Yes. More money, more power to you.
Yeah.
Because when I was in university, the only part-time job I had was teaching English. Even then, my boss sucked. But, you know, I didn't work late hours like my friends who worked in the service industry did.
Yeah, so technically your job doesn't suck.
No, it did. Yeah, my boss was kind of crazy. But anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Not part of Tara's house.
Unfortunately.
So anyway, so Mizuki and Tap are just hanging out in the kitchen and dining room. And then, like, Tap teases her. He says, Mizuki no Mizugi, which means Mizuki swimsuits.
Oh, that's what it means.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that at
it's
all.
Like a pun, right? Because her name is Mizuki and swimsuits are Mizugi.
Gi?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were just talking about how she brought a lot of swimsuits to Tara's house, but she hasn't worn any yet because she's working all the time.
So that's the point of that conversation.
Yeah.
I thought they were like kind of weirdly bringing up the first episode where they actually went for a swim. Except Mizuki.
No.
But,
so basically, I guess she's just been really busy the past 2 months. Has it been 2 months? Maybe a month.
Is it like, no.
A month and a half.
18 weeks is the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? They might have been there for like
a
2 weeks
and a
or
bit
month.
More.
No, yeah,
a
no.
Month,
because
maybe?
This has been 5 episodes.
Yeah, maybe
so
a month.
So roughly a month
max,
more. Yeah, because if everything is worth like.
Yeah, she's busy. She making that money. So she hasn't been able to be in a swimsuit yet.
Did she actually went to the beach with her friends?
Yeah, that's on the weekend. That's her real friend. She doesn't have time for her fake Terrace House friends.
Even though she made that fake setting with her friends.
Which one?
I mean, the beach scene was taped, after all, by Terrace House.
Yeah, that's true. But it's okay.
Again, it's just me with, my cynicism towards
Tama
the
is so
no
cynical.
Script.
There's no
at
script.
All.
They're just staged. It's different.
Yeah. I refuse it.
Okay, anyway, afterwards, we haven't moved on from the first scene. Okay.
Okay.
Afterwards, Makoto comes home from a game. His team lost.
Yeah.
And then Uchi comes home too, and Mizuki offers to make Uchi some coffee, and Uchi's like, yeah, sure.
And the first thing...
Wait, not yet. And then Mizuki brings up, hey, Minori has rented out a scary movie. But I don't want to watch it because I don't like scary movies. And Uchi's like in front of all of them. There's like Uchi, Mizuki, Tap, and Makoto in this scene. Mm-hmm. And Uchi's like, yeah, I don't like scary movies either. So let's watch a movie together next time. And everyone was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And also like, Kunkei and I, like, there's no relation between like scary movies and let's watch a movie together. It was like smooth, but I don't think I would have been impressed. I would have just been like,
well, he got his point across.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like the most important thing, and that's why I think people thought it was effective.
Yeah.
When was it that he asked for Mizuki to put some sugar in his coffee?
Oh, like in a few bits.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't now. That wasn't this current scene.
Yeah, it's this scene. But like the last scene of this scene.
That's annoying. He actually asks her out and does that in there. Anyway, let's go over it chronologically. What happens after that?
So he just says, so he clarifies that he wants it to be just the two of them.
Yeah, he's right? A bossy boy.
And then he... and then it goes to the sugar scene. So basically, intermezzo, Mizuki brings him
coffee,
but black, and he's like, "Have you put sugar in this?" And she's like, "Not yet. Wait, I'll bring you the sugar, and you can put in however much you like." Basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "No, you put it in for me." I'm like, "Bitch, what if Mizuki doesn't know how much sugar you like? It's not even like a matter of like patriarchy or whatever. It's just like..." It's just easier for you to put the sugar in by yourself.
Well, then he has to gulp it down, whatever the cost. That's bad on him, you know, right? Oh, I mean, the only thing I noted down on in that scene was bossy boy. Like, it's literally
so
bossy boy.
So annoying.
Yeah.
If you, like, I mean, if... maybe if he worded it in a nicer way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, oh, it's okay, I'll take my coffee like you do, right?
Mm.
For example, however sweet you like it.
No.
Then maybe it would have been better. But he was just like, no, you put it in for me.
Yeah, no, that was like an order.
Yeah. Anyway.
And what happens after
then,
that?
Basically, Makoto and Tap leave.
Oh, yeah, the scene. Leave, yeah.
And then, so Mizuki and Uchi are alone.
And they talk.
And they end up talking... they make plans to go out on the 2nd of whatever month this is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Uchi asks her to make the plans, something that they would enjoy.
Again, bossy boy. That's
super
that's...
bossy. And I'm like...
She's squinting all the listeners.
Because I feel like Mizuki, right? She's like definitely like an independent woman. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she... also likes it when people do things for her, right? Because I feel like she does things on her own so often.
No, but
that gives me the impression.
Yeah, it does. But then that also kind of gives me the impression that Uchi is actually pretty what's the word for it, not a clairvoyant. That's not the
clairvoyant
word. Why did I think
psychic?
Of that? No, not even psychic, but he's pretty observant.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, he tells Mizuki to, you know, like, make plans for the date.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sounds bossy, but she agrees to it.
That's true.
So it's like either he's really brash about it and mm-hmm. just gets lucky mm-hmm. that he doesn't get slapped mm-hmm. by that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or he actually kind of, you know, observed how... independent Mizuki is, and
that's true.
You know, acted accordingly.
Yeah, you could see it that way.
Mm-hmm. But then again, I don't know, Uchi just seems like really bad in my eyes at the moment, especially after talking about their date. He talks about how Minori isn't sleeping in the same room, in the girl's room.
Yeah, and she sleeps in the living room often.
And then he insinuates that it's because there's a bad vibe between the girls. Yeah, and Mizuki's like, oh, what, really? And gets really worried about that. And then, so he persuades her that the vibe is bad between the girls. And that's kind of... No, that's not kind of. That's just manipulative. And, yeah, I'm not really liking the guy.
I feel like maybe not manipulative for me, yeah, but more like not nosy. Like, he likes to interfere, you know.
Interfere is a good word for it,
right?
Totally.
It's like
he just rams into.
It's like, why does he care that she sleeps in the living room?
Yeah, it's almost like he's like making rumors about stuff.
Yeah,
that's annoying.
Yeah. And then so Mizuki is so worried about this bad vibe or whatever, right?
Yeah, I have a note about that, but please go on.
That so Mizuki asks Minori to take a bath together.
A bubble bath together.
Right? Because they have a modern bathtub. They don't have like an ofuro, right?
What is an ofuro?
It's just like a traditional like bathtub.
Why don't call it a bathtub? Oh, I don't know. Because it's Japanese and I can't.
And they take a bubble bath and there's so much bubbles. So many bubbles. How do you count bubbles? Much or many?
Bubbles are...
singular or...
No, you cannot count them. Hence,
so much bubbles. Yes. Yeah. So much bubbles.
Yeah.
And they note that this is only the second time they've taken a bath together. So this does speak of either their different schedules, like how busy they are, or that they are not that close.
But I thought that people only like, you know, took baths together because they are close?
No, not all the time. Like sometimes you take a bath together because you know you're already close. But sometimes you take baths together to like grow your relationship.
Oh, I thought it was like your friendship. No, because I just want to know how she looks nude and
what?
And compare and contrast and all that
with myself.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, that just sounds weird because that's just a Japanese thing.
Yeah, it's definitely like. I mean. I've never been in another culture where taking baths together is like a show of like your friendship.
Yep.
Right. But I remember, like going to the onsen was pretty fun. Like with my friends, you'd go to the onsen, you'd take a bath together. Like I guess I don't know with the guys because I mean I know my guy friends went to the onsen together too.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, maybe that's why they're so close knit.
And then I guess you don't really like realize that you're naked because like it's not like because everyone is naked in there.
How do you not realize you're not naked? By the way, for our listeners out there wondering, no, there is no steamy scene, no skin shown in this
the bubbles are for the censorship.
Yeah, and
the production crew was probably like in the back like making so many bubbles.
Yeah, but then in the process they would have seen them nude, right?
That's true. But actually I don't know if they're actually nude or not because we never actually see them naked. We just see their legs and their shoulders.
That brings me back to my point.
Okay.
I feel that this whole scene is contrived.
That's true.
And set up. Because, come on, really? You talk about the bad vibes in one scene, and then the next scene is actually setting up like a bathtub.
No, I have to agree with you. Any and all the bathtub scenes in any of the terrace house, they are all staged. Because the crew needs, like, permission, right? To shoot, like, these people, like, naked. We don't, like, quote-unquote naked. We don't know if they're naked or not.
Exactly. Otherwise, it would be, like, a spy crime.
Yeah. So, So yeah, definitely stage. Maybe Mizuki did anyway intend to ask Minori. But then the production crew was probably like, hey, tell us what time you're going to take a bath with Minori.
That's, and then, like, if you intend to talk to her about what Uchi told you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't forget to invite us
to shoot, to your bath.
To shoot the scene. Come on, really. Like, I mean, it can't get any more staged than that, that's true. Honestly.
That's true.
Yeah.
I agree. For the bath scenes, they must be staged.
Yeah. Because otherwise, there would be like, you know, the internet would have gone crazy with one of the production people leaking like nudes or something.
Yeah, I guess so. That's true.
Come on.
Hmm.
Like, it's just a thing that definitely happens.
Okay. So anyway, the point of this bath scene is that Mizuki asked Minori about her sleeping in the living room.
Yes.
And Minori's like, no, it's not because we have a bad relationship, like, mm-hmm. with the girls, among the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But then they don't, like, elaborate on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just skip to talking about Mako, the baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And Minori points out that Mako asks her out all the time, but she's not sure what that means.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
he's not like clear, like she's not sure if he just sees her as like
a run bud,
yeah, or like as a romantic interest. But then Minori also notes that her feelings have not grown, they've stayed the same.
Yeah, because of that, right?
Because of that, because she's it's unclear whether or not Mako sees her as a friend or more than a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the scene, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just cuts to the intro after that. Oh my god, we're still at the intro.
It's
amazing. We just cut to the next scene, which is directly...
It's in the dining room, right?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
With Mako-chan, Minori, and Uchi.
Mm-hmm.
And he does the one thing that turns this whole title... No,
that makes the title make sense.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
Yes. So, which is eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah, so Uchi basically asks Yuriko, the medical student,
When she comes in,
out on a date in front of Mizuki, who's there.
Who, if our listeners have already forgotten, had been asked out by Uchi.
Like in the previous scene.
Yeah.
So I think Uchi and Yuri agree to go out on the 3rd or the 4th, something mm-hmm. like that.
Right. And then he's making
plans. Yeah, and then Uchi says, I'll be making plans for us, as in him and Yuri. And then Mizuki's like, what the fuck? You told me I have to make plans. And then he says, and he basically reveals that he's decided to go on a date with all of the girls on 3 individual dates. But he's like, customizing
mm-hmm.
each date based on what he observes of the girls.
Well, he just says that, yeah, you have to treat everyone differently,
yeah.
Which I think is just bullshit. I call bullshit right there. He just made a very suave, smooth save in front of Mizuki. Yeah, you know, never mind. He said, yeah, I'll be making plans.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know whether he asked Minori out and they would make the plans together. But
oh, no, he asked out like right then and there because Minori's in the scene.
But that's the thing, right? Like, okay, he asked, Uchi asked Mizuki
mm-hmm.
to think of the date for
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asks Yuriko out.
And he says he will make it.
He will make it. And then Mizuki kind of like gets... Well, she's not really pissed, but
no, I guess she's just playful. Like, why have to make plans?
Yeah, what is this? And then like... Oh, that's totally like a smart save right there. Like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, because I treat you girls differently or mm-hmm. something. And then to make his point,
yeah.
he asks Minori and says, let's
we'll make plans together.
So there should actually be a fourth girl where he doesn't make plans and just goes out.
They just like blindly go out. They're like, we're going left now.
Yes. And that catches everyone off guard because eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah.
He goes on a date. with all of them.
He's going to go on a date with all of them. Mm. I'm guessing by the panel's reaction, because we cut to the panel straight after this, that this is unprecedented. This is the first time a guy has come into Tara's house and has been like, I will go on a date with all three girls.
And announce it like openly to all three girls in front of everyone, basically. And I mean, my only note there is like, what the heck is Uchi doing? Of course, we already know. And it actually cuts to the commentators, and Yama-chan calls him a total fucker. I love it. That's like his first and only response that sticks with me. Yeah.
I mean, you point out that all the girls did agree to go.
They all agreed in front of him.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just, what is this mind game?
Maybe they were all like sick. It's like it's been like a month and no one has asked them out on dates. So they're just like tired. They're like, we want.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Just give me something.
Yeah.
I was actually more convinced that they were, you know, kind of like that the girls agreed to all these dates just because of the shock factor.
Oh, no, that's probably
like
part
they
of
didn't
it
know how to respond.
Yeah,
right. It's like, what the heck would you do if you know, like a guy suddenly asked you out, and you had friends as well, and he asked them out as well in front of you, so bluntly, so like not even nonchalant in the sense. It really is like ignorance to me, but.
Mm.
You know, the way that he said it, especially with the good save, like, who wouldn't want to know what would happen?
That's true. I would be curious, too. I'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Just for the sake of it, yeah, I want to know what you have in store. Yeah. What the heck, man?
Like, how are you so confident that you think that all three girls would be willing to go on a date with you? But then you'd still be, like, curious, right? You'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll go. And I want to see how amazing you think you are.
Yeah, so it's an almost like an automatic yes. That's like, I don't know. I mean, unless I guess people know him to be a douchebag or something, then, yeah, they would just say yes to it.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's... The commentators basically all talk about that, right? I can't remember a thing other than Yama's quote, honestly. But after that, it cuts to Uchi cutting Mako's hair at his salon.
Salon. At his salon. Blast.
Of course she cut people's hair at a
restaurant
and serve it to...
Guys, it's... past midnight, okay?
Yeah,
I'm
okay,
supposed to be asleep.
Yeah. Let's
so yeah, continue. they cut Uchi's hair. No, Uchi cuts Mako's hair. Uchi cuts Mako's hair.
Yeah, because it's long and
they
like,
talk about the date, basically, right? The dates that are coming up.
Oh, wait, their date or no, wait, no,
no.
No,
Uchi's
date.
Sorry,
Uchi's not date. Not Uchi dating Mako-chan, but I meant to say Uchi is telling Mako-chan his plans to date the girl.
Yeah.
So, like, with Yuriko, he plans to bring her to the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
With Minori, I don't remember, because as far as I know, they're making the plans together.
Yeah,
with Mizuki, she makes the plans for him, obviously.
So... yeah, so Uchi says he's taking Yuri to the night aquarium in Enoshima.
Enoshima.
And if all of you remember from episode... was it the last episode?
I think it was the last episode.
The last episode. We know that Yuriko is a big fan of the aquarium. We know this because she told Tap on their pseudo date.
Yeah, and asked her.
Asked him.
To practically bring her there.
Yeah. The thing we don't know at this time is whether Tap told Uchi about Yuriko liking aquariums, or if behind the scenes Yuriko like brought it up.
Or like maybe Uchi
did some Googling.
No, or yeah, he like previewed the new episode before it came out.
I don't think so, because I think it's like always like two episodes behind is when I got.
Yeah, well, it just so happens that they picked the same date for Yuriko.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's amazing, and it just kind of like freaks me out a bit. Because Uchi, really, I really don't know what he's thinking now.
And then, so the aquarium thing is just left at that. And Uchi, and you know, since Mako is her hair is being cut, Uchi wonders what Minori will think of Mako's new hair. Because Uchi knows that
Minori's into him.
Minori's into him, and Mako is kind of into Minori.
Yeah. And was that it?
Yeah, we cut home.
Yeah, back to Tapu, Minori,
and
Mako-chan in the...
Mako looks good with shorter hair.
Yeah, he enters
right? Around. He looks super fresh.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's... everyone looks super fresh after a cut, I suppose.
Yeah, but you know how some people look better with short hair, or some people look better with long hair?
That's true. He just was like...
His hair was too long and too, wild boy in the forest before.
Yeah, I mean, it is... It looks like a typical Japanese haircut to me. Mm-hmm. Perhaps for those who don't get haircuts. But yes. That's...
And then Minori says, after some teasing, that his hair looks good.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Is that where she acts like so bored? No, not yet. No. I think they
later.
Go later, but what are they talking about now?
Nothing. They're going to go out to eat.
Oh, who asked them out to eat?
I think they were all like, let's what go should out. We eat?
Yeah.
And then Tap was like, if we go out to eat, I want to eat something that we can't make at home.
Like fish,
which is stupid because like two episodes ago, Mizuki cooked fish for all of them.
You think like in... You think like in Japan, like everyone eats sashimi and sushi every day or something like that? Because like that's where it comes from. And you know, why wouldn't they? And that doesn't sound like a stretch to like eat fish at home.
Yeah, Mizuki literally cooked the fish two episodes ago.
Yeah, that's the foil fish, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yuki, Tap is just stupid. Yeah. Anyway,
Mako-chan finds knows of a good
He's
place.
He's like, you want to do something fun while eating, and so basically he brings them to a place in Meguro, somewhere in Tokyo, where you have to catch. How much is yawning?
Yeah, don't mind me. I'm yawning my ass off.
Anyway, so you have to catch the fish that you want to eat.
Yeah.
Right? And then you can choose like how it's cooked. So whether that's sashimi or whether that's on sushi or whether that's grilled.
Mm. Yeah, it's not as complicated as it sounds because you catch the fish that you want to eat. Sounds like a fisherman's
you
know
no so they go the to, job they go to a restaurant and there's basically this like huge ass pool where you
pond,
just pond yes where you have like mini fishing rods and you just catch the fish and there are different kinds of fish
and they're not that big
no
the fishes like
of course you definitely can't have like tuna
super bass or whatever tuna's a
super bass boom 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 boom.
Yeah, that's what I meant, of course.
Oh my god.
But yeah, anyways, they fish for a bit.
Mm-hmm. They catch a couple of fish.
Yeah.
And when the fish comes out, like all cooked and stuff, it looks so good. So they have sashimi, they have nigiri sushi, they have grilled fish.
Yeah.
Maybe want to eat fish this weekend, but we won't be able to eat fish this weekend because we're going outside of Jakarta. Where there's no fish.
There are crocodiles, obviously.
Are there crocodiles in Surabaya?
That's what the city mascot is, right? The shark and the crocodile?
Yeah. I don't think there are actually any crocodiles in Surabaya.
Well, I hope there aren't any sharks in Surabaya, but anyways.
Yes.
There was something I was gonna say.
Are you gonna talk about the food?
Or are you gonna talk about the food. I can't remember. Well, yeah, no. the food mm-hmm. is all cooked by the restaurant people.
Yeah.
So that does sound fun. You know, just enough fun.
Yeah.
And just enough, like, elbow grease to, you know, so you're paying and you're fishing, but then they still, like, cook it for you.
That's true. Right? It's, like, just enough hard work for you to feel like you've accomplished something, but not too much where you're just like, I just want to eat this and get this over and done with.
Yeah. I mean, why don't they just use nets instead of fishing rods?
Because it's not fun that way. This is like, you know, when you go to, like, the carnivals and they have those, like, fish or, like, bobbing apples or whatever. And
yeah,
you use
yeah.
the small fishing rods and you catch a fish. And you
an apple.
Or an apple with your mouth. Bobbing apples, you know how like in the white people countries they like, so there's like apples in this pool
mm-hmm.
and then you use your mouth to grab an apple.
Is that like an American
it's thing? Like a Halloween thing, I think.
Okay. We veered far from the topic.
Anyway, so they start talking about so Tap basically asks Minori and Mako how things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what do you mean how things are going? And Tap's yeah. like, cut the bullshit. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of dance,
yeah.
you know, between the two. But really, they're vibing.
They're vibing. Mako says, after he's like pushed, he's like, I don't love her or anything, but I want to get to know her.
And
so I think the thing with like translations, right, is what I've noticed. Like a lot of people take issue on the Terrace House Reddit groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the word they use is like suki, right? Which is
like
fond. It's more than like friend, like
crushing.
Yeah, but it's like less than like, you know, the love that you think in English. That's why some people are like confused when like the people start dating and then they always say daisuki, like I like you, I love you. They think it's like too much, right? Like you just started dating, why are you saying I love you already?
So wait.
So basically suki is like care. I care for you, like, you know, like the Indonesian word sayang.
Right.
It's not, it's like more than suka, but it's not like cinta.
I always thought sayang was like on par with cinta. Both of them translate to love.
Yeah.
Or care sometimes. I care for you, I suppose.
You yeah, can, I care for you.
Or even like, can't you just use like?
That's true. Sense? But I guess you have to say, I like her. Yeah. I like her. I don't like her yet.
Yeah. I am fond of her. I'm crushing. Nah, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sounds like. There is a bit of a translation thing,
yeah,
is there?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Noted.
So he says, I don't love her or anything, but I want to get to know her. And she says, futsu! That's boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
She was expecting him to be, you know, more expressive, I suppose.
Yeah.
But he comes off stoic and kind of like aloof, and that just bores Minori. It makes me like her because she's pretty fun.
I mean, you get to see more of this side of Minori as the series progresses.
Yes.
She definitely likes it when guys are direct, are assertive.
Come on to
right?
you.
Right? Maybe not come on to you, but are, like, it's just clear on what, you know, what you want.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then after he's being pushed again, Mako says, I think highly of her.
Which is weird. Is that also a translation thing?
I don't know. I wasn't really listening, to be honest.
Okay, never mind.
I was just reading the subtitles.
Yeah. So, after that, that was a nice exchange.
Yeah, it was cute.
But then it turned to Tapu.
Yeah.
And then Mako-chan just blurts out the fact that I think your date has been stolen.
Sabotaged. Yeah. So Mako basically tells Uchi that...
not Uchi.
No, Mako Tapu. Tells Tap that Uchi plans to take Yuriko to the aquarium. And then they wonder if Uchi did this intentionally, mm-hmm. which makes me think that Tap must have told them about his conversation with Yuri. Mm-hmm. But then...
Or he overheard
or something like that.
But I mean, I'm still convinced that he kind of like watched the leaked episode.
But then they also said that it's a little weird that Yuri said okay to 2 aquarium trips. But we don't know yet if Uchi told Yuri that he was gonna take her to the aquarium, right?
I don't think he did. You know, based on their conversation in mm-hmm. the room, which is later, I mm-hmm. think. But yeah, Tapu just gets shocked. Mm-hmm. And then we just cut to the panel afterwards, right? And Yama-chan is like totally annoyed by this guy, and everyone just gives that 10 cents. I can't remember much of that short scene.
Yeah, I think they were more debating like, oh, does Yuri know if she's going to the aquarium with Uchi? Mm-hmm. See? And then like, and I think they didn't really blame anyone because they weren't really sure of like who knew what, you know, and stuff like that. Like
I see. Yeah. It was banter.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Then we cut to Mizuki and Yuri.
Yes.
Talking about the day with Uchi. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I just completely forgot what happened then.
So Mizuki basically says that she will take Uchi to a spocha.
What is that?
Which I have no idea what it is because they didn't translate it. And I really don't remember their date, but I think it has something to do with sports. Like, you know, one of those like fun places where you play sports indoors? Like, you know, there's
an amusement
park. Yeah, but or not an arcade. Like an arcade, but like more like sports oriented. Like, you know, they have
basketball
hoops. And basketball hoops and stuff that. Is that what they do? I don't remember.
I think so. Spocha.
Spocha.
Spocha?
Yeah.
Sports. What could it be?
Challenge?
Challenge. Yeah, maybe. A sports challenge.
I'm just making this up, guys. Yeah, I don't actually know what.
I have no knowledge of the Japanese language. I'm learning at the moment, so I'm just.
Wait, no, you haven't even continued your Duolingo. So anyway, we cut to Uchi and Tap in the room. Okay. So we cut to Uchi and Tap in the room in their room together. So they find out, Jiang, that they're both taking Yuri to an aquarium, but to different ones.
Right.
Uchi does, to be fair, he offers to postpone his, right? To postpone his date.
So gallant.
But Tap is like, nah, it doesn't matter. And then so they're just like, okay.
Is it Tap who says it doesn't matter Uchi?
Tap says it doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't matter. And then like they ask... which
aquarium they're taking them to.
And it turns out they are taking them to different aquariums.
Uchi is taking Yuriko to the Enoshima aquarium. And then
Tapu's taking her to the one in Skytree. Which I do like. I haven't been there, but I have seen
pictures
of how it was built. It was this famous aquarium, what would you say, designer, I suppose?
Architect?
Yeah, aquarium architect / designer. Mm-hmm. Designed all these like clear panel, like not just clear panel, but freestanding clear panel mm-hmm. aquariums. And I just got so engrossed in the how-to videos and all that, so I know. For a fact, that's a nice aquarium.
Okay. Noted. We probably should go there next time. Mm-hmm. And then note that there's no Skrillex music, even though the scene was supposed to, you know, be like full of tension.
Maybe they thought it would be
How was I supposed to know what to feel? Terrace House always provides Skrillex music for me.
Yeah, well, the only music I remember is the another Terrace song, which props up.
No, but in Terrace House, if you notice, they always have really loud house music to indicate that like there's tension happening.
Maybe you're not supposed to, or maybe they just thought it would be overplayed, honestly.
Maybe. Or maybe they hadn't discovered the house music yet.
Why would they air it if they didn't? That's just bad editing. Whatever. But I guess we weren't supposed to feel anything. Or maybe we were supposed to feel conflicted and have our own thoughts. And, you know, so they don't like...
They're not interfering pushing, by
the They're not interfering. Music. Yeah.
Okay. And so we're going back to the girls. Minori is back in the room now.
Mm.
And they start talking about Mako-chan. And how he and what he said at the restaurant, and how he said that, you know, it's not like I'm in love with her or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two girls, aka Mizuki and Yuriko, they're like, dude, he totally likes you. You just need to make him say it clearer.
Mm-hmm.
Minori is super cute, and you can tell that she likes him, cause she like is all smiley when she's talking about him.
Well, I guess, or maybe she's like, you know, like giddy for, you know, the prospect of
maybe
it.
Maybe that's true.
We don't really know because she's like very. She reminds me of my sister a lot, and in the way that she's like lazy and really aloof, and and yeah, she doesn't really show what she likes, mm-hmm. but she's fun.
Mm.
That's kind of what I think about Minori at this point. But yeah, the girls, they talk about that, and Minori says basically that, you know, her relationship, not relationship, her feelings,
mm-hmm.
I think it was that she stated, they, you know, stayed pretty much the same, even as Mako-chan had, you know, invited her,
mm-hmm.
Or asked her out on dates.
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's definitely something that they would have to like, you know, confront soon. Because
mm-hmm.
I do feel like I don't remember what happens,
mm-hmm.
Even though I know, like, you know. I don't want to share any spoilers at this point, but yeah. Minori's like, she deserves better. She deserves to have, you know, a clear or clarity in, you know, romance. My God, I don't know what I'm saying. Sorry, guys.
He's just falling asleep.
Anyway, that's the end of the
episode. No, wait!
Oh, wait, it's not?
And then it cuts to a scene.
Which of scene?
Makoto just sleeping on the couch.
Oh, yeah, that's and then such we're a just stupid like, scene.
What does it mean? Foreshadowing.
What does it foreshadow? Because, like...
Makoto's laziness.
Oh, is that what it's foreshadowing?
I think so. Yeah. Because he's like, he stays up late, right? And he like...
Yeah, but this is right after he tells Mizuki about his problems. And why is he sliding back like that, you think? I don't know.
Because
he's just a normal human being.
Yeah, he's the normal human being.
Oh, fair enough.
That's true.
Yeah, but I did not think much of that like scene. It literally was like, this guy like sleeping so... Like with the derp face and on the couch in the living room. It's like, haha, nice.
I mean, that was definitely foreshadowing.
Okay.
Or something.
I can agree to that.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing of what? I mean, we just said it.
We just said it.
You will find out
in the next
episode.
Is it going to be the next episode?
I don't know.
I haven't even seen the title yet.
No, me neither.
Yeah, we'll watch it this weekend.
In Surabaya?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess that's the end of the episode.
Yep.
That was a pretty good episode. There was like a lot of things going on.
A lot of little things going on.
It wasn't really nothing. It was like,
well, except for the eeny, meeny, miny, mo part. Yeah, yeah, that yeah. was like the biggest thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the revelation that two guys asked Yuriko out on the same date, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is happening? You know, I just remember the part where Minori is being cute and like blows bubbles in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yes.
But that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's enough for tonight.
Definitely.
Ugh.
It's time for sleep, guys. But before that,
yeah.
Always know that you guys can contact us. You can email us.
Yeah, show us some love, please. I really need to feel the love.
I know. We have like at least 8 listeners out there. Thank you, 8 listeners who always listen to us.
Oh my god, 8 listeners. Come on.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you, but you can do better than that. Come on, people. Come on.
So you can email us anytime at nothingshow.th@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and or you can follow us on Twitter at nothingshowth. The THs are in capitals.
At nothing show?
Mm-hmm.
TH.
Nothing show TH.
In capital letters.
Yes.
Just the TH.
Yes, just the TH.
Okay.
Hope that's all clear.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys next time.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.